You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, and I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two parts, in which the second part of the broadcast is a, you could say, a healing meditation, a ritual, I don't know how you have to call it. But it's an energetic impulse which helps you to get in contact with this deep inner peace, which is, well, all the time inside of us, you could say. But we fail to see that, because in general we are very busy with, well, what we think, what we feel, our opinions, our expectations. And we're so busy with that that we fail to notice this peace, which is always there. So we know from experience that many people experience a lot of agony and turmoil and, you know, everything connected to that. And we try to offer another angle, not only by explanation, but also by energetic impulse, to treat these things in a different way. Because what you give attention unfolds within your perception. And if you just observe right now in this moment that all the time, you know, there's something on the inside getting our attention. No matter what we do, there's always something telling us or comparing or finding something about it or whatever. Just watch. So no matter what we do, our attention is always divided. Well, when you are partly not here, of course you will miss a part of what's here. And what's here right now in this moment is, well, your life. So I think you can really contribute to the quality of your life by getting your attention in the here and now, instead of dreaming about tomorrow, thinking about Pete or John or Mexico or yesterday or... It all keeps your attention away from where you actually are. Well, it's not so much that it's away, because, you know, it can't go away, but your attention is busy with something else. It's more or less the case with any experience we have. We have an experience, and then we're busy with what we think about it, what we feel about it, what our opinion is about it, and all these internal considerations. So we're not experiencing the experience anymore. We're just experiencing, well, our opinions about it and our thoughts about it. And that's a pity, because in that way you, well, miss the actual experience. And especially in this type of work that I do, I think it's very crucial that your field of perception is, well, not so filled with you, because, you know, otherwise you only observe, as I said, what you think about something. And that's not helpful. And that's helpful in a discussion, but not if you want to improve your life, so to speak. So what we try to do, and that's also the aim of the ritual, is to withdraw your attention from all these things that occupy your mind, and that fill your field of perception all day long, all this internal thinking, all this whole monologue, which is defining your reality all the time, because it tells you all the time what everything is in relation to you. This is nice, this is beautiful, this is stupid. Yeah. All the time we have this defining voice in us. And it tells us what everything is for us. And, well, get into it and you will experience it accordingly. Because you just told yourself. Yeah. And all the things you hear on the inside are all based on what you've learned as a kid. Because as a baby, you're born in a world you don't know anything. You don't know anything at all. So your parents, and not mainly your parents, but in your whole youth, and especially the very young ages, they show you what life is, how you should deal with life. And then you take a sort of view on life. You take a sort of attitude on life. And everything you hear on the inside, no matter what it is always, you know, acknowledging this view. That's why you experience life always in the same sort of way, you could say. Because, well, your inner monologue is always the same, isn't it? You're always telling yourself the same things over and over again. That's what I said. It's very crazy idea that what we tell ourselves, if we hear that on the radio, we would switch it off. And now we're sitting there, you could say, all day, you know, being totally hypnotized and obsessed by all this nonsense. Yeah. Or nonsense, all this, if you look at it, a lot of it is nonsense anyway. All this defining, and well, it's based on, as a matter of fact, nothing at all except your youth. And by giving attention to this inner monologue, your universe stays the way it is, because it defines your universe. So if you want to experience more of life, more than most people experience, let's put it that way, the first thing you should do is withdraw your attention from your definitions of life. Because as long as you tell yourself it's such and such, well, you will experience it accordingly. So the first step, and you see that back in all serious traditions, is to stop the inner monologue. To change something in your way of perceiving, I should say. So this inner monologue is not all the time running the show. And you do that in a very simple way by, for instance, for yourself, shifting your attention away from that to body perception, feeling your feet on the floor. Very simple. It just withdraws your attention from your mind. And in the ritual, we give you an energetic impulse that will energetically pull you out of your inner obsession. And what happens then is when you withdraw your attention from all the things that capture your attention all the time, you will find yourself back in a very empty, peaceful, harmonious, very pleasant space or state, so to speak. And the more you get in contact with that, the more of your identity will shift towards that. Now, all your identity is in all these things that you think about yourself, that you feel about. All right. And then again, this week I would like to answer a few questions that listeners mail to me. And well, this first one is not so much a question, it's more a sort of, how would you say that, a report from what's happening. And it's from a woman who says, well, she's been working with, you know, trying to keep your attention to your feet no matter what happens. And try to feel your feet all the time. And what she said is quite remarkable, and I have exactly the same experience myself, is that although you still have to make that effort to feel your feet and all these things, and people in your environment will notice there is something about you. Yeah, you don't have to tell them. They will notice that there's something about you. Because in general, you know, as soon as you perceive something, you jump on it. Not only with thought, like just watch now. You know, thought comes along and before you notice it, you're gone in their story. But that's also on the outside. When you see something or you see somebody, it's energetically we jump on them. She was experimenting with that to keep their attention with her feet. So you don't jump on everything. And then you have a totally different position within especially social situations. And people will start to notice that. Unconscious. As I said before, 95% of our being, so to speak, is unconscious. Only 5% we use conscious. So unconscious, they will register that. In general, they will react to that. And that's also very beneficial because that's really my own experience also. When you are in peace, you will see that the world around you, so also the people around you, will become much more peaceful. And not because you do something very special or they do something special, no. But when you are in peace, you will see that something will change within your environment. And people react to that. And everybody has the experience that, you know, when you come to in a hectic place, you are there for a few minutes, you also will feel this frenzy and this buzz and bzz, bzz, bzz. And if you go for a walk in nature, you will, you know, if you walk for some time, you will start to feel the same pace and the same peace as in nature, the same harmony as in nature. So this works exactly the same. It's you always share in, well, what's there. And you can either, you know, get lost in that unconsciously, or you can learn to deal with that in a more conscious way. And the more conscious you are about it, the more you can do, let's say, magical things. There's nothing magic about it. The only thing is, you know, in general, normal people are too busy with themselves. Because these things are not hidden. They're only hidden when you're, well, looking to the other side. But you will see, if you really practice these things, that people will notice it unconsciously. And they will react to that. And, well, that's quite remarkable. And as I said, I personally also have this experience. And the funny thing is, for yourself, you still might feel struggling with these things and trying, and you're forgetting about it and then remembering. And I remember I worked a long time in Germany. I went to Germany every weekend. And then I was sitting on the train and with a friend, and he said, "Oh, you're also always so peaceful, so quiet." And I just thought, "Who, me?" Because for myself, I was still in this, you know, trying to do something with my attention. But people on the outside don't see that. They react to something very different. Yeah. Because everything, I think, is defined by this 95%. So I think if you're clever, you learn to work with the 95% and not the 5%. The 5% will adjust to the 95%. Don't worry, that will go by itself.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And then we have this other email from a listener who says, "Well, you know, my financial situation is very difficult, job loss, etc. Mortgages, well, you know the story. How could this help me?" Well, I think the main thing is, in a difficult situation, is not to get into all your internalized thought and feelings about it. All this psychological thought and all these things and worrying and, you know, making a problem out of it. I won't say it's easy, but try not to make an internal problem out of it. Because otherwise you will not only have lost your job and a difficult economic situation, you always will be depressed and, well, of course your family won't be happy with that, and then you get disharmony there, and it's not helping. Try to deal with life in a practical way. Being depressed and being angry or something like that is not helpful, not in this situation. So try to withdraw your attention from that. I think that's very essential. And try to focus your attention on practical things. What can you do to practically, you know, find a job or make some money or, you know, do something that you have to spend less? And that doesn't always have to be the solution. You can do, if you cannot find the solution, you can do maybe do many little things to improve your way of living. Now, everybody can buy a bag with tomato seeds, even when you have a small balcony or you know, you can grow some food just to cut your bills. And I think that's important, because then you do something positive. Because nowadays the tendency will be very big to be internal negative. Well, that's not helping. And it will only create more negativity and more problems for you. So try not to get into that and try to divert your attention to solutions. And if you cannot find a job, the big solution, then try to do small things, positive things, practical things that will either bring a little bit of cash, raise some food, or give you some other something else positive to make your life more, to improve your life. And it can be small things, can be big things. But the main thing is stay out of a negative mind frame. Try to stay in a positive mind frame and try to be practical. I traveled a lot in my life and I've been very much to what we call third world countries. And one of the things that always strikes me is that, you know, you see people there, they also are, of course, many people there are very poor, but they're also very inventive and very, how would you say that? They take a lot of initiative in order to either raise some money or to do something. Yeah? For instance, when you only have $1, they buy a packet of cigarettes and sell the cigarettes loose for 20 cents each, and they make $1. You know, so they have, and this is a silly example, but they have this attitude, a sort of survival attitude, in which they try to create other possibilities. And of course, for everybody, the possibility is different, depending on your situation. But try to give positive, practical shape to the things that have to happen. And if you can't find a job and that sort of thing, try to do little things to improve your situation. Either from you or your neighborhood, you know, go and do a voluntary job. Do something positive. I think that's very helpful because it gives you a different attitude. And besides that, otherwise you did not lose your job, you're also depressed. And well, then you lose double, don't you? And that's also, as I said, is part of the idea of these broadcasts and these feeling your feet exercises and these, meditations is you try to pull people, the people that want that, out of their inner involvement, all this trouble. And, then it's easier when you're a little bit less detached or less attached, that's the word. It's easier to deal with it. Because when you're eaten by your problems, then, everything is a problem. And then it's very difficult to deal with it. So, and that's exactly the reason why I'm going to perform a ritual for you right now. And during this ritual, you do not have to do anything special. What I advise to you is just to sit down, to lay down, put on some headphones, so you won't get distracted that much by your environment. Close your eyes because it's an inner experience. If you're, reading a book or doing something else meanwhile, of course, you'll miss much of the impact. So just sit down or lay down, close your eyes, and just let the ritual draw you within this open, peaceful place within yourself, which is not far away. You don't have to experience anything spectacular or particular during that process. You might, but not necessarily. But in general, everybody will feel much more at peace, much more relaxed, much more open. And that's exactly the same, exactly the intention of this broadcast. All right, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're there again next week, and have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Hey.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.